which is my belated Thanksgiving sermon. It's easy to get wrapped up in things in life, but it pays to overrule the SGA, getting our mental attitudes together in their proper place, and look at all the things that God has provided for us in order to sustain us as believers, and all the promises and everything attached to it as we continue on in the glory road, facing opposition and the angelic conflict. And thanksgiving, which is akin to praise, is essential if you want to pull yourselves out of your SCA doldrums, to be thankful rather than self-pity and things of this nature. All right, Roman number one, some preliminary considerations here. A, thanksgiving is a prayer expressing gratitude and appreciation to God for His person and works, as we apply it under the concept of prayer, thanksgiving. Expressing gratitude, to be grateful, having a real appreciation for God's plan in your life. It is closely associated with praise in Scripture and is considered a spiritual sacrifice. A spiritual sacrifice. Hebrews 13, 15. Through Him, Christ, being the agency of our ability to have a relationship with God, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise or thanksgiving to God. That is, what is this sacrifice? The fruit of lips that give thanks to His name. The divine viewpoint in its very expression automatically relates to God in recognition of His person, what He's provided. And the thanksgiving obviously comes intermittently in regards to our own concentration on that particular principle. But the fruit of the lips looks at the divine viewpoint of God in thanksgiving for His Word and what it means to us with respect to our lives and our so great salvation. So, whether you think of being thankful as a form of sacrifice, God sees it as such, based on His reputation and the person and work of Jesus Christ. To thank God for your salvation is indeed focused on sacrifice in and of itself, as it is made a reality through Jesus Christ's sacrifice. So B, or C, it is one of three aspects of prayer, including intercession and petition. As we have the doctrine of prayer in and of itself, three primary categories of prayer: thanksgiving, intercession, praying on behalf of others, and petition, praying on behalf of self. Philippians 4, 6. Be anxious for nothing. Don't get under sin fear, which then drives you under energy of the flesh. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, that's maintaining true humility and beseeching God in regards to things with thanksgiving. It's to be laced with thanksgiving, recognizing that God knows best for each and every one of us, no matter how we may otherwise see it with respect to things in life. Let your request be made known to God. D, it can be rendered, thanksgiving can be rendered through song. Song is simply the musical of Bible doctrine, as it is to be appropriately employed in regards to God's plan, Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. Christ in you. Bible doctrine. With all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another. With psalms and hymns. Psalms are songs designed to be put to music. Hymns, other doctrinally oriented music. And spiritual songs. Singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. This is important to ensure that the truth is being taught from behind the pulpit. So is it important to make sure that our songs are doctrinally accurate. In that regard, you may notice that in our special little song books that we have, that people have gone through it and changed some of the words to make sure that they are doctrinally accurate. A lot of songs have the funny connotations attached to them. Psalm 147:7, Old Testament. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praises to our God on the lyre. Thanksgiving should be characterized by spontaneity and in regard to all circumstances. Thanksgiving not derived through having to pull things out to look for, should be spontaneous and a clear and readily accepted realization that God is for us, He knows what's best for us, and to constantly keep that in mind in all that we think in approaching God in prayer and otherwise. Acts 28:15. The brothers, when they heard about us, came from there as far as the market of Pius and three inns to meet us. And when Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage. His thankfulness was spontaneous to the situation. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:18, as we are to pray without ceasing, constantly. At the doctrine. Our doctrine here is designed to heighten our awareness of the importance of offering thanks to God for all things. As minor or great, little or much, painful or otherwise, to be thankful for God. You always like to, they make the touchdown. A football player kneel down and do his genuflecting before God, thankfulness then. But how about when he gets whacked and sidelined and thrown for a loss? I don't see him kneeling down thanking God for that. There's a major difference regards to attitudes with respect to people and God. Most of believers out there, I'm telling you, God is nothing more than a Buddha belly to rub on in their real applications. If it's not good, then it's not from God. Really. I guess divine discipline might as well just throw it out of the window. See? Our tests in life, etc., that God's behind all these things. And everything is for a purpose, to bring the best out of us in our own positive volition. And testing is good. It's not bad, even though it may obviously hurt or whatever, cause pressure in our life. But it's good because we're thankful for what it produces, such as patience, such as maturity, such as validating that we really are positive because we hang in there with doctrine through our testing. See, that's how you pray about testing, or at least include it in there. Thank you, God, for this test that's going to help me accelerate my own spiritual advance,
continue to make me more patient, more endurance spiritually, to give me further recognition and availability of witness to others around me that truly I am positive. And it gives yourself confidence. See. Now, knock it off, would you? That's the end of your prayer. I've had enough. Just kidding. No, we're not depreciating the pressures of tests. That's what I'm saying. We recognize that. But to approach it with a proper doctrinal attitude is a major difference in regards to how one will deal with that test. So this doctrine is designed to heighten our awareness of the importance of thanksgiving and to truly keep our focus where it needs to be with respect to God performing His works in us. So G, it is the appropriate attitude of believers toward God, the right attitude. Not the negative attitude, disparaging attitude that produces condescension and things of this nature in regards to people, spite and all these other things. Now, to be thankful. You can't get under self-pity and be thankful. Those two just don't match. That means you've got to get your eyes off of self and truly look and evaluate what God's doing in your life or lives of others. So H, negative volition does not thank God as it does not truly accept His revelation in regards to God consciousness. Those who are negative, otherwise remain negative in unbelief. They do not discern God or appreciate Him for what He is. Romans 1:21. For even though they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God or give thanks as being the Creator and making for us the provision of life in all facets of it. But they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Again, looking at the proper thinking and mental attitude one is to have versus adopting the alternative of human viewpoint versus divine viewpoint in regards to things. And negative volition doesn't thank God. They tend to be, if they're not hyped up on temporal prosperity and temporal things to find their happiness, they tend to be spiteful or bitter otherwise. Sometimes you see this in older people. People that in their past New Year growing up were reasonably tolerable to be around, etc., etc. The older they get, they tend to become bitter. Maybe they're reflecting upon regards to the end of their life or whatever, and that they didn't get everything they wanted in life. Well, that's what you get for putting your focus in regards to the details of life, rather than maintaining your proper focus in regards to what God has for eternal life, the SG3, etc. Pray that you don't end up being an old, bitter person like that. And it's one of those psychological, I believe, judgments that comes upon people in their negative volition. Not have a true capacity for life. Life's over. Physically, they can't go out and get what they want and do all they want. And now they've become, you know, bitter with life. Rather than having the beautiful aroma of doctrine that they can sit there and do their spiritual, sensory aspects of enjoy and see and vision and things of this nature. Even laying there on a deathbed, to maintain the proper attitude and thoughts in regards to all that God's plan means and not be bitter and hateful and all those other things that adjoin people that are maladjusted in regards to death itself. Roman numeral 2, vocabulary, pretty straightforward here. A, in the Hebrew, you have the noun todah. It's translated thanksgiving 18 times in the Old Testament. 2, then you have the verb yada, Y-A-D-A-H, translated give thanks 64 times, translated praise 3 times. B in the Greek, you have the verb one, eucharisteo, to give thanks, as we just saw. Thessalonians used 38 times, main verb. 2, the adjective eucharistos, means to be thankful, used 1 time. And 3, then the noun eucharistia, means gratitude, thankfulness, used 15 times. Roman numeral 3, it is good to thank and praise the Lord. Not in the Sunday way.
Praise Jesus.
Say it.
Yeah, brother, praise Jesus.
Really. If your doctrinal orientation's right, all right, that's fine. If it's not, then it's just genuflecting with lip service. Psalm 92:1. My favorite verses, though, I like obviously all of them. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. But we're so much into that category of Christianity today, it's not even funnies. Honoring with their lips. But when it comes to divine viewpoint, to find someone that can have an appreciation for it, even otherwise, is rare. 92:1 Psalm, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. So again, thanksgiving, praise go hand in hand. So it's a good thing. I think it's good for your emotional health to be thankful. People have emotional problems, maybe this is part of their problem. They can't get their eyes off themselves and all the bad things going on in their life. Creates a, if you will, positive attitude. Not to distort that into positive thinking. Roman numeral 4, thanksgiving is commanded. Not only is it good, but we're supposed to do it. Psalm 95:2, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. That shout joyfully to Him with psalms. 97:12 Psalm. Be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones, and give thanks to His holy name. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. 105:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His works among the peoples. 106:1. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His loving kindness, His chesed, loyal love, is everlasting for all eternity. Ephesians 5:4. Verse 3, do not let immorality or impurity or greed even be talked about among you, as is proper among saints. Maintain proper decorum of speech amongst one another. There must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, sexually stimulating humor, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. About anything else to talk about, at least you can do is thank God. Maybe somebody's thanking God because you can't think of anything else to talk about. Who knows? Philippians 4:6. Again, be anxious for nothing and everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Colossians 3:15-17. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. peace, happiness, thankfulness, joy, all these things, praise, go hand in hand. To which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Thankful that you're a believer, you're going to heaven. It's all said and done. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. See, through Him to God the Father, as we address our prayers to God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and pray without ceasing. Oh, at verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:1. First of all, then, I urge that entreaties, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men. That may stretch your thinking. That in particular, therefore, chain of command, civil chain of command, Hebrews 13 and 15. Through Him, Christ, and let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips, and give thanks to His name. Roman numeral 5, the righteous give thanks forever. Psalm 52, 8 and 9. But as for me, says the psalmist, I am like a green olive tree, a flourishing plant. In the house of God, I trust in the loving kindness of God forever and ever. I will give you thanks forever because you have done it. I will wait on your name, for it is good in the presence of your godly ones. 79:13. So we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture will give thanks to you forever. Through all generations we will tell of your praise. Roman number 6, it is thankfulness. The attitude is evidence of the Spirit-filled life and God's will. Phase 2. Of God's phase 2 will. Maintain the proper attitude and being in fellowship is part of evidence, Ephesians 5:20, of being in fellowship. Being always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. And then same thing as 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Roman numeral 7, it is a continual theme of the third heaven. Revelation 4:9. In regards to the four living creatures, and when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him and sits on the throne, to Him who lives forever and ever. Continual theme we saw in Revelation 7:12. Saying, Amen, blessed, and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. We believe it. Amen. 11:17. Loud voices in heaven saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God the Almighty, who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. Roman numeral 8, there was a special category of peace offering in the Old Testament designated Thanksgiving peace offering. a thanksgiving peace offering. Be thankful for the reconciliatory nature of salvation. Leviticus 7, 12, 13, and 15. Now this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings which will be presented to the Lord. If he offers it by way of thanksgiving, the individual making the sacrifice. Then along with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, he shall offer unleavened cakes. So the title of this peace offering is a thanksgiving peace offering. And he gives the particulars in regards to it. Offer unleavened cakes at the noting purity of Messiah, necessity of plus R for salvation, no sin, mixed with oil, and unleavened wafer spread with oil, cakes of well, stirred fine flour mixed with oil. Then verse 15, again, the reference to the thanksgiving now is for the flesh of the sacrifice of his thanksgiving peace offerings shall be eaten on the day of his offering. He will not leave any of it over until morning. Compare 2 Chronicles 29, 31. And Hezekiah answered and said, now that you have consecrated yourselves to the Lord, come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings to the house of the Lord. The assembly brought sacrifices and thank offerings, and all those who were willing brought burnt offerings. Psalm 50. Verses 14 and 23. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Verse 23. He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me. If the enemy orders his way aright, I will show the deliverance of God. And then Psalm 56, 12. Your vows are binding upon me, O God. God says he's going to do something. Take it to the bank. And they're binding upon each and every one of us. I will render thanks offering to you. In recognition of the vows, promises, etc. of God. Roman numeral 9. King David appointed certain Levites. Priesthood, headed by Asaph, who's mentioned in Psalms, certain headings of Psalms, to form a choir for the praise and thanksgiving of God. 1 Chronicles 16, 4 and 41. He, David, appointed some of the Levites as ministers before the ark of the Lord, even to celebrate, to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Special category. Verse 41. And with them were Heman and Jeduthun and the rest who were chosen, who were designated by name to give thanks to the Lord because his loving kindness is everlasting. 2 Chronicles 20:22, which has its basis for victory in the days of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. They rose early in the morning, went out the wilderness of Tekoa, and when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen, O me, O Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in his prophets to succeed. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who sang to the Lord and those who praised him in holy attire. giving thanks to the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting. And when they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so they were routed. Singing praise to God, and God's putting the enemies in their hand. Second Chronicles 30:13-22, which is part of the spiritual restoration in the days of Hezekiah. Now many people were gathered at Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread in the second month, a very large assembly. As they make a reversion recovery here. They arose and removed the altars which were in Jerusalem. They also removed all the incense altars and cast them into the brook Kidron. False altars. Then they slaughtered the Passover lambs on the 14th of the second month, and the priests and Levites were ashamed of themselves and consecrated themselves and brought burnt offerings to the house of the Lord. They stood at their stations after the custom according to the law of Moses. As priests would have individual roles, as we've seen, such as the choir directors, choir. The priests sprinkled the blood which they received from the hand of the Levites. For there were many in the assembly who had not consecrated themselves, set themselves apart. The sacrifice looks at the work of Christ on the cross in regards to sins. Therefore, the Levites were over the slaughter of the Passover lambs for everyone who was unclean in order to consecrate them to the Lord. Not only picture salvation phase one, but also rebound and sacrifices. For a multitude of the people, even many from Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not purified themselves, yet they ate the Passover otherwise than is prescribed. For Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, "May the good Lord pardon them. Everyone, excuse me, who prepares his heart to seek God, Lord God of his fathers, though not according to the purification rules of the sanctuary." So he intercedes on behalf of them. So the Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people. Rebound prayer on behalf of the rest of these people that were out of line otherwise. The sons of Israel, present in Jerusalem, celebrated the Feast of Unleavened Bread for 7 days with great joy. Levites and priests praised the Lord day after day with loud instruments to the Lord. And Hezekiah spoke encouragingly to all the Levites and showed good insight in the things of the Lord. So they ate for the appointed 7 days, sacrificing peace offerings and giving thanks to the Lord God of their fathers. And this function continued in the days of the restoration from Babylon, from Babylonian captivity. Ezra 3:10-11. And now, when the builders had laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests stood in their apparel with trumpets. The Levites, the sons of Asaph, God put in charge of music, with cymbals to praise the Lord according to the directions of King David of Israel. Verse 11, they sang, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his loving kindness is upon Israel forever." And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. And then Nehemiah 12:8. Levites were Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Madaniah, who was in charge of the songs of thanksgiving, he and his brothers. All right, Roman numeral 10, it gives us a list of things we are to be thankful for. Obviously, it's not comprehensive, but it highlights certain aspects. A, obviously, the person of God. Thankful for God. His persons and essence, his attributes, all that relates to his person. 1 Chronicles 29, 13. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. Psalm 7, 17. I will give thanks to the Lord according to his righteousness. Looking at his attribute of plus R. Be thankful that he is perfect. He is sinless. Because that enables him to be perfectly fair and just in regards to dealing with his creation, his creatures. And through his grace, then, we have made available for us our own salvation. And we'll sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Be thankful for his judgments. To express his righteousness in judgment. Psalm 75. Verse 1. Here it's for the choir director said to Altesh. Chef, a psalm of Asaph, a psalm. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks. For your name is near. Men declare your wondrous works. When I slept in appointed time, it is I who judge with equity. The earth and all who dwell in it melt. It is I who firmly set its pillars. I said to the boastful, do not boast. To the wicked, do not lift up the horn. Do not lift up your horn on high. Do not speak with insolent pride. Human viewpoint, boasting of people. For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the desert comes exaltation. True exaltation. Be exalted. But God is the judge. Ultimately, in regards to all people. He puts down one and exalts another. For a cup is in the hand of the Lord, and the wine foams. That's his judgment. Wine represents judgment. It is well mixed, and he pours out of this. Surely all the wicked earth must drain and drink down its dregs. They will not escape historical judgment one bit. But as for me, I will declare forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. And all the horns of the wicked he will cut off. But the horns of the righteous will be lifted up or exalted by God. Compare Psalm 136. And here it gives examples in regards to the judgment. On negative volition, but give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who alone does great wonders, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who made the heavens with skill, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who made the great lights, for his loving kindness is everlasting. The sun to rule by day, for his loving kindness is everlasting. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Then look at the change of emphasis. To him who smote the Egyptians in their firstborn. For his loving kindness is everlasting. And brought Israel out from the midst. For his loving kindness is everlasting. With a strong arm and outstretched arm. For his loving kindness is everlasting. You know, his omnipotence. The power of the Exodus. to him who divided the Red Sea asunder. For his loving kindness is everlasting, and made Israel pass through the midst of it. For his loving kindness is everlasting. But he overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, destroying Israel's enemies. For his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who led his people through the wilderness. For his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who smote great kings. For his loving kindness is everlasting. And slew mighty kings. And judgment upon nations and rulers of nations. For his loving kindness is everlasting. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his loving kindness is everlasting. And Og, king of Bashan, for his loving kindness is everlasting. And gave their land as a heritage on behalf of his people. For his loving kindness is everlasting. Even a heritage to Israel, his servant, for his loving kindness is everlasting. He remembered us in our low estate. For his loving kindness is everlasting. He rescued us from our adversaries. For his loving kindness is everlasting. Who gives food to all flesh. For his loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the God of heaven. For his loving kindness is everlasting. And then, again, this is his works and wonders. I don't know if I read that one. I'm reading verses. Saw 9:1 in there. I skipped ahead. Sorry about that. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell all of all your wonders. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name almost high. And then, in regards to his judgments and his works and wonders, combine them together now. Revelation 11:17. Read that earlier. We give you thanks, O Lord God the Almighty, who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. As he brings judgment upon planet Earth in the tribulational period to establish the millennial reign. In regards to acknowledgement of his works and wonders, Revelation 4. So that was the topic of thanksgiving there in verses 9 through 11. And the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him, sits on the throne of him and lives forever and ever. 24 elders will fall down before him. He sits on the throne, will worship him who lives forever and ever. And will cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Worthy are you, O Lord, and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you did create all things. Because of your will, they existed and were created. Alright, we'll call it quits there. Father, again, we thank for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, continue to light and assist in Jesus' name. Amen.